Good morning, beloved, and again, thank you for allowing me to come into your home and to your lives on this beautiful Wednesday morning for this edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in Matthew. We continue in our trek through Matthew, Matthew chapter 28, Matthew chapter 12, beginning at verse 38. And today we're going to read where the religious leaders demand that Jesus perform a miracle. And Jesus speaks of what happens when an evil spirit returns. Today's passage concludes with Jesus offering a definition of what constitutes family in God's kingdom. And again, God's saving word for us this week is wisdom. So let's begin reading in Matthew chapter 12 at verse 38. Then some teachers of the law and some Pharisees spoke up. "Teacher," they said, "we want to see you perform a miracle." "How evil and godless are the people of this day," Jesus exclaimed. "You ask me for a miracle?" "No. The only miracle you will be given is the miracle of the prophet Jonah. In the same way that Jonah spent 3 days and nights in the big fish, so will the Son of Man spend 3 days and nights in the depths of the earth. On the judgment day, the people of Nineveh will stand up and accuse you because they turned from their sins when they heard Jonah preach. And I tell you that there is something here greater than Jonah. On the judgment day, the Queen of Sheba will stand up and accuse you because she traveled all the way from her country to listen to King Solomon's wise teaching. And I assure you that there is something here greater than Solomon. When an evil spirit goes out of a person, it travels over dry country looking for a place to rest. And if it can't find one, it says to itself, "I will go back to my house." So it goes back and it finds the house empty, clean, and all fixed up. Then it goes out and brings along 7 other spirits even worse than itself. And they come and they live there. So when it is all over, that person is in worse shape than at the beginning. This is what will happen to the evil people of this day. Jesus was talking to the people when his mother and brothers arrived. They stood outside, asking to speak with him. So one of the people there said, "Look, your mother and brothers are standing outside, and they want to speak with you." And Jesus answered, "Who is my mother, and who are my brothers?" Then he pointed to his disciples and said, "Look, here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does what my Father in heaven wants is my brother, my sister, and my mother." And today's key verse is Matthew chapter 12, verse 50, where Jesus said, "Whoever does what my Father in heaven wants is my brother, my sister, and my mother." You know, it's interesting that, again, Jesus is performing these miracles all over the place. You know, that's one of the reasons why the Pharisees and the religious leaders are actively trying to kill him, because he's doing these miracles. And then they have the audacity to come along and they say, "Well, if you're really who you say you are, then why don't you perform a miracle for us?" And Jesus says, "Hell, nuts to that. That's not going to happen. The only thing you guys are going to receive is a prophetic message from Jonah." And just like Jonah spent 3 days in the whale of the big fish, the same way I'm going to spend 3 days and nights in the belly of the earth, and I will be back on the third day. That's the only thing you guys are going to receive. And these folks have just so hardened their hearts against God that they would not receive what is obviously the Son of God standing in their very midst. Brothers and sisters, I hope that we never get to a place where we find our hearts so hardened that we cannot see the blessings of God standing right before us. Always keep your hearts tender toward the move of God and what he's doing in your life, so that your relationship with him is new and exciting every day. Let us pray. Loving Jesus, thank you for welcoming me into God's kingdom and for calling me to be a member of your family. May I grow day by day in your grace and do your will so that all I say and do brings glory to you. Amen. Well, that brings our Wednesday morning together to an end, beloved. I look forward to meeting you tomorrow when we will be reading Matthew chapter 13, verses 1 through 17, where Jesus teaches about the kingdom of heaven by means of a parable. Until Thursday morning, then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.